salt contains sodium. Salt is sodium chloride. That's the chemical name of the substance. And it's the sodium that actually relates to these health outcomes that WHO has been talking about. The evidence that we have seen is that overconsumption of salt, or sodium for that matter, definitely increases blood pressure, both in children and in adults. And it leads to increased risk of cardiovascular disease or heart disease, including in particular stroke and coronary heart disease, which is really the heart attack kind of diseases.
We are always told we can do without sugar, but can we do without salt?
We cannot do without salt. We need salt in our body. Currently, we get a lot of salt from processed foods, and that has increased the consumption of salt to the stage that it's linked to these diseases. That's why the WHO member states have come together, and based on the science and the evidence of its link to heart diseases, it has put out the recommendation that the population should reduce the average intake of salt per person to less than 5 grams of salt per day, which is about a teaspoon of salt.
We see in supermarkets nowadays sugar-free foods, but it is very rare to find foods that are salt or sodium-free. Is it possible to have such kind of foods?
It may be possible, and it's been put out. I know there's a few industry who have tried that. In the end, the people don't really buy them. What we are encouraging and recommending countries and governments to do is to work with the industry to incrementally reduce the amount of salt that they are processing. There's a lot that the industry could do to reduce the amount of salt in the foods they process.
Is there an age where salt or sodium becomes dangerous to your health when it comes to sugary foods? You know, right from childhood, your advice, just take the minimal.
No, the recommendation that WHO has put out is both for adults and for children. Although in the children, the studies and the evidence generated was between 2 and 15, but generally, at any age, the recommendation is to actually reduce the salt, because what we have seen is that in children in particular, by taking too much salt, it doesn't only increase your risk of getting high blood pressure later on in life, it actually increases your blood pressure.
Are there some regions where salt intake is higher than other regions?
Overall, all regions are consuming too much salt. I think the Latin America, Southeast Asia, the Pacific as well, where I come from, there's quite high consumption of salt. Where you find high burden of non-communicable diseases, in particular cardiovascular diseases, you will most certainly find a population that's consuming high level of salt.
On an individual level, what are some of the recommendations that WHO has for reduction in salt sodium intake?
It could start with going shopping. Can we take some time to actually read the labels on those products and make some choices between two brands, maybe, and between two of the same product? Which product can you choose? If you could do that at the individual level, I think that will be great. Health literacy and the language where it puts, and that's why we work with governments to make sure that labeling are something that could be read and understood by the consumers. That's a good start. So you actually consciously make a choice on which food item to purchase and which one to prepare for you and for your family. At an individual level as well, we could actually help governments advocate for reduction in salt. I think if the population begins to demand less salty products, that in a way could help the whole population and not just at individual level to reduce. Because the fact of the matter is the non-communicable disease is a huge problem around the world, and the UN has put together the targets that we've got. And one of the targets is to reduce salt consumption by 30% come 2025. And if we do that, we are moving towards achieving the overall NCD target, which is actually to reduce premature death from non-communicable disease by 25% by the year 2025.